Dean Young is next. He's got two courses he's going to be teaching that he'll tell you about.
Great, thanks. I'm Dean Young. I'm a development economist here at the Ford School. The first class I'll be teaching is Public Policy 534, which is the economics of developing countries. Traditionally, this class has been the main class that folks have taken if they're interested in international development work. So if any of you are interested in working in that sector, I think it's pretty much almost necessary that you take this class either in your first or second year. The class, broadly, is about economic development in the world's poor countries. So that we spend the first few classes talking at a very aggregate global level about the reasons why there may be there is such a huge disparity between income levels in the world's poor countries, which account for 85% of the world population, and the world's rich countries, which only account for 15%. We discuss the geographic thesis, promulgated most prominently by Jared Diamond, the institutional thesis, most commonly associated with Acemoglu, Johnson, and Robinson, as well as cultural explanations for differences in income levels across countries. So this is all at the aggregate level. And then the class turns to talking about, at the micro level, at the policy level within countries, what kinds of policies governments and nonprofits can pursue to improve living standards today, given that it's going to take, you know, that achieving the living standards associated with today's rich countries was a, you know, centuries-long process. What kind of policies can we pursue today in the areas of education, health, microfinance, policies related to international migration and remittances, policies related to disaster relief and risk reduction. So that's broadly the first class I'll be teaching, Public Policy 534. The second class I'll be teaching is a class on field experiments in developing countries. That's going to be a half-semester class taught in the first half of the semester. This is a new class, which I'm designing for the first time this year. And the motivation behind this class is the fact that development economics and the economics profession in general has been revolutionized in the last 10, 15 years by the advent of an exciting new methodology for achieving research insight known as randomized controlled trials. These are, you know, very simply experiments, very much analogous to medical experiments, where you might divide a study population into a treatment group and a control group at an individual level in a, you know, in a medical study, for example. But applying the same methodology to field populations, real world populations in developing countries, with the objective of figuring out what anti-poverty interventions work and which ones don't, and to attach cost-benefit numbers to policies that do work. And I actually see Veronica here smiling because she's actually involved with me at this very moment in a field experiment, a randomized controlled trial that I'm running right now. So this is a methodology that has really changed the face of development economics, has developed, has led to dramatic new, and in many cases surprising new insights about the development process. One reason why I want to offer this class is because many students that I've worked with here at the Ford School have actually ended up finding jobs working on innovative, exciting new field experimental studies in developing countries in a wide variety of places. And so I'm offering this class for those of you who might be interested in this, not only from an intellectual standpoint, but also from a career standpoint in terms of working and on these types of projects in your careers. So the class will cover the design, implementation, and evaluation of field experimental projects. So in fact, you know, it'll certainly cover how to read and interpret the results of field experimental studies, randomized controlled trial studies in developing countries, should be useful to you even if you don't plan on working on or implementing these types of things yourself in your career. So those are the two classes I'm offering.